Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is line spectra and the Bohr model. After Einstein and Planck determined that light seemed to be in small packets called quanta, more work was still being done. The idea of a spectrum was already well known. You are familiar with a spectrum every time you see a rainbow. It is white light being broken up into its component colors. Other scientists has been doing work on elements and vacuum tubes, and it was known that each element had a characteristic color when an electric current was added. We are also familiar with this when we see neon signs. Actually, the only true neon signs are the bright red ones. If a neon sign is a color other than red, it has an element or compound in it other than neon. Anyway, it was thought to try to break up the light being emitted by hydrogen, etc., and this is done by shining the light through a prism, which is a small triangular piece of glass. What happened next was pretty amazing, as instead of observing a complete rainbow, as what would be suggested in the current model at the time, the sample of light chosen all showed its own pattern of lines, called an emission line spectra. So the pattern for hydrogen was different for that of helium, and so on. Every element and compound had its own pattern, just like people have their own individual fingerprints. When combined with the work of Einstein, Planck, and others, this gave more proof that there was a set pattern to the electron structure of the atoms. Before the atoms were excited with electricity, they can be said to be in the ground state. This is the lowest energy configuration of the electrons in the atom. When electricity was added, it caused an energy increase to the atom, and now it is said to be in an excited state. An explanation to this got a lot of scientists thinking, and Niels Bohr of Denmark came up with a plausible explanation that seemed to answer the question of why only certain colors were visible when electricity was added to a hydrogen tube. Bohr theorized that since there was not a continuous spectrum, that there must be certain levels that these electrons would be found at. His theory was that when at rest, the electrons were in the ground state. When energy was added, the electrons would get raised to a higher energy level. The electron would absorb energy and gain a higher energy level. At this point, Bohr determined that this higher energy level was an amount of potential energy that the electron gained. When the energy was no longer being added to the individual atom, the electron would fall back to a lower energy level. If you recall the conservation of energy, the law of conservation of energy, this loss of potential energy must be converted to something, and this something was light. Bohr correctly theorized that the different lines of light being observed was due to electrons falling in a differing combination of energy levels. We can't forget our earlier concept of energy versus wavelength versus light. Bohr further refined his theory and concluded that the energy change resulted in a specific wavelength and therefore produced the color of electromagnetic radiation, that is, visible light. From here, it was just a matter of working out some of the math to determine the changes of energy from one energy level to the next. Bohr and others determined the energy changes of transitions in groups. The first group was energy transitions, where the electron transitioned to the first energy level. Then the energy transitions to the second level were also found. These were named after the scientist who did the work on the specific energy transitions: Lyman, Balmer, Passion, Brackett, and Fund. It's worth stating that the transitions to the Balmer series, that is, the second energy level, are the ones that result in visible light. So when we see blue light, that is because of an electron dropping from an energy level to the second energy level. And then if we see green light, that is an electron dropping from a different energy level back to the second energy level. While Bohr's work fit in well with the hydrogen atom, it didn't work as well with other atoms with more than one electron. But it was still a great start and was the cornerstone of the work to fully understanding the nature of the atom and the electrons. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational, and helped you with your understanding of line spectra and the Bohr model. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this podcast when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.